Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Empowerment Place Ministries and Using My Keys. This is your host, Prophet Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you a word of empowerment this morning. I'm excited, I'm grateful, I'm thankful. For what I'm going to be sharing this morning, what the Spirit is going to be sharing this morning. For the last week, I have been in one particular passage of Scripture, Galatians 2:20, about being crucified with Christ. And in being crucified with Christ, we understand that it's not our lives that we live. And we're going to talk about that a little bit this morning in hopes that those who have an ear to hear will get a better understanding of what's required in their lives, how they should desire to live versus how we've been living. And I say we, I'm talking about me. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you and praise you for who you are, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do in the lives of your sons. We thank you this morning for this word, oh God. I ask now that, Holy Spirit, you would illuminate that which you desire to release this morning. I submit to your will and to your way as it is. Not my life that I live, but the life of Christ. We thank you for it now, God, and we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to start with Galatians 2:20, as I stated. It reads this way. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I'll read that to you again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That thing has been resting on me. I'm telling you all, it's been resting on me all week long. And I thank God for, I got to give credit where credit is due to Prophet Vini, because he illuminated something within me to really take a deeper look into this passage of Scripture and how it relates to our lives. And I've been empowered all week long. I've been empowered. But let me move on because I could just sort of stay right there and plug it. But let me do as the Spirit is leading to sort of teach this, to give some insight to those who have an ear to hear. When I think about soap operas, and I haven't watched them for a very long time, but I can remember listening to people talk about As the World Turns and One Life to Live. And even in these soap operas, as the world was turning and they had one life to live, they were busy turning the world upside down with foolishness. And the life that they were living was somebody else's life more than it was theirs all the time. But the truth of the matter is, when they said we have one life to live, I don't know who the writer was. I don't know who the producer was who came up with the title for that soap opera, but they were telling the truth. We do have one life to live, and that life that we live is not our own. When we look at Galatians 2:20, we realize in this scripture that the Holy Spirit has not come to help us with our own lives, but the Holy Spirit has come to help us, to teach us, to train us, to empower us to manifest the life of Christ. Let me say that to you again. The Holy Spirit has come to help us, to teach us, to train us, and to empower us to manifest the life of Christ. So, yes, that's right. The life that you live is not your own, but your life is to manifest the life of Christ. Bear with me one second. I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 9. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55, 6 through 9 reads this way. Seek the Lord while he makes himself available. Call to him while he is nearby. The wicked need to abandon their lifestyle and sinful people their plans. They should return to the Lord, and he will show mercy to them and to their God, for he freely forgiven them. He will freely forgive them. Indeed, my plans are not like your plans, and my deeds are not like your deeds. For just as the sky is higher than the earth, so my deeds are superior to your deeds, and my plans superior to your plans. Are you hearing it? Seek the Lord while he makes himself available. That's New International Translation. When we look at these scriptures and we're understanding what our relationship should be with the Holy Spirit and how we are to submit to the Holy Spirit, we find that the Holy Spirit wants to partner with us. He wants to partner with us. A lot of people have said, and, you know, we see pictures of doves descending, and we say that's the Holy Spirit. And, you know, you hear people say the Holy Spirit moved in that place, or I felt an unction from the Holy Spirit. But we've got to understand that the Holy Spirit is a person, and the Holy Spirit has a personality, and it has desires. And the desire is not to be a silent partner in our lives, but to be able to aid us by speaking truths to us that will help us to be in alignment with what God is requiring of our lives. I question people often regarding purpose in life, you know, wondering if they really understand what their purpose is and what it is there to do. And sometimes I get the response, sometimes I don't. And whatever the case may be, it's because we want everyone to understand that there is something that God has placed us in the earth for. And as we allow ourselves, because look, we know that we all make choices. We choose to do right, we choose to do wrong. Come on, we all know that. We've done that. We will probably do that again. But we've got to understand that when we're talking about living, that we are supposed to be living the life that's going to manifest the life of Christ, that it's important. It's important that we live a life that's going to manifest the will of the Father in every area of our lives. Honey, do you have your Bible open? Go get my husband to help me find these scriptures. Amen. In every area of our lives, the will of the Father needs to be made manifest in our actions. So when you ask yourself, is that going on with me? Okay, don't answer. Let me answer, because y'all know me. I talk about me, because I know what me has been doing. I know some choices that me has been making. I know some opportunities that me have let go, because me was not yielding to the Holy Spirit. Valerie was doing it her way. She thought her life was like driving up to Burger King, and it's my thing, and I can do what I want to do. And Valerie was living a life such that she would tap into purpose one moment, and then she would tap out of purpose the next. Why? Because it seemed to be a little more challenging than she thought she had signed up for. The circle of influence that she was in was not one that was conducive to the plan of God really coming to fruition, because of the seeds that she was allowing that circle of influence to speak into her life. And then, you know, there are those times that we connect with people, even people in our family that we love, them, we care about them dearly, we care about the influence, we care about the impact. We really want them empowered, and they want to empower us as well. But even those very people in our family who do not understand our purpose in the earth have been those who have really caused us to be stagnant, and not just the manifesting of the life of Christ in us, but our own very existence has been stifled because we didn't trust what we knew about the Father concerning our own existence. We didn't trust that enough to take the necessary steps to succeed with his plan for our lives. I'm telling you all, this teaching that Prophet Vini has been doing has really, it's taken me to another place in my walk. It's taken me to another place in my conversation about what it is that I've got to do. Even changes how I talk about those who have a relationship with the Father. We hear people often talk about, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a king's kid. You hear all this, and you know, we get all decked up in our fatigues, and, you know, we put on our cutesy T-shirts with all these slogans. And people have bought into these slogans, not realizing that they aren't truth. But because that's what the wave is doing, they get on the wave. But the Holy Spirit trains us to walk in the original intent of the Father, which is to have us as sons who can manifest his life, the life of Christ here on earth. We know God is not concerned with gender. And, you know, we get caught up in the gender titles. And we have deacons, and we have deaconess, and prophets and prophetess. But if daddy ain't and really caught up in male nor female, then we all, they will be deacons and they will be prophets. And, you know, man, I'm not going to go there. Holy Spirit, okay. We just have to be careful. Ephesians 1, 3 through 6 reads this way. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. We were predestined. We have been predestined to be who we are in Christ. We've been predestined. I heard one of my spiritual sisters, make the comment that her life was a mistake. You know, she shouldn't be living. And as I listened, my spirit was grieving. And I asked her the question about purpose. And, of course, she gave me the typical generic, my purpose is to praise the Lord. My purpose is to serve the Lord. That's my purpose. And I wanted to go deeper, and I know that I will go deeper, but this to me was a real example of how when people don't understand the value of their purpose, when they don't understand that they're not here for themselves, but they're here to manifest the life of Christ. My God. When they don't understand that, they are so easy to diminish their own existence, to diminish their purpose in the earth. They find no worth in themselves, realizing that there is so much worth in us. The purpose of the Father for giving us access through Christ to all that he is and all that he has is to empower us to manifest the life of Christ on earth. Our motives for what we pursue in life must align with the Father's motives for inheriting us as sons. Our motives for what we pursue in life must align with the Father's motives for inheriting us as sons. I'm going to say it again. Our motives for what we pursue in life must align with the Father's motives for inheriting us as sons. Again, the life we live, it's not mine. It's not my life to live. It's not my life to live. My motives have to be in alignment with what the Father desires for us. How many people do you know? They want this job because it holds prestige. They want this job because they'll be recognized. They want to be in politics because they want that nice red tie or that nice blue tie, and they want these things. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want these things. But how often is it that they're doing these things because they realize this is what Father has called them to? Is the motive pure? Is their motive in alignment with what God desires. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are our motives right? Oh, bless. Are our motives pure? Are we doing what it is that the Father wants us to do, or are we doing what we want to do ourselves? Are we manifesting the life of Christ, or are we doing our own thing? Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Woo! Oh, for those listening this morning, I just enlist your prayers. We've got baby action going on. my daughter's gone into labor, and so got some stuff going on in the background. So forgive me if I seem a little distracted. I'm just making sure things are in sync as the Lord blesses us with a new baby. Blesses my daughter. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not my life to live. It's not my life to live. It's not your life to live. It's that we are purposed in understanding what God has placed us in the earth to do. It's our responsibility to get insight and understanding the relationship that we have with Father, the relationship that we have with Son, Jesus Christ, our big brother, and the relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit. Now, no too often for myself, I did not allow the Holy Spirit to do what he desired to do in my life. I would yield to him. Instead of submitting to him. And I've got to submit, as each of us has to submit to the plan of God for our lives in order that his life would be made manifest through us. I know we have a few callers. I think Elder Lisa's on the line, and if she would, if she's available, I'd ask Elder to come on the line and sort of share some additional insight regarding this as I step away. If you're available, Elder Lisa, if you press 1. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for what he's revealing. We thank God for how we will purpose to live our lives according to Father's plan, according to what the Spirit is speaking, that we will submit. We will submit to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to live the life that he leads us to, he trains us for, he guides us to, instead of us doing our own thing because of how we are being led by our flesh, because of how we're being led by what someone else is speaking in our lives. Instead of being led by our emotions, we will be led according to Father's plan for our lives. We will do what needs to be done to be in alignment with Father's plan for our lives. Whew! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that this teaching this partial teaching, God. I'll have to come back and revisit, but I thank you, Holy Spirit, for this that you've already released to us, that we would take time to further study what it is you desire to speak to us about manifesting the life of Christ. I ask that you would allow each word that's been spoken, each seed that's been planted, manifest into that which Father desires for us. And I thank you for it now, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to give you all a couple of scriptures because I didn't touch base on all of them, but as you look at this concerning manifesting the life of Christ, these are some scriptures that you can look at and sort of bring this puzzle together a little better. Of course, Galatians 2:20, Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, Romans 8, 26 and 27, John 14, 26, Ephesians 1, 3 through 6, and Ephesians 1, 11 through 14, Ezekiel 47, 1 through 6, Ephesians 3, 14 through 20, Matthew 14, 13 through 31, and Luke 5, 1 through 6. Jesus partnered with Peter as a business partner. So for those of you all who are entrepreneurs, who are in business, and you have been struggling, let me just plug that to you right now. Step back, revisit your plan, and make sure that you have allowed the Holy Spirit to be an active partner in what you're pursuing in business. The Holy Spirit is there, and he does not want to be a silent partner. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As always with the Empowerment Place, we encourage everyone to do something every day to empower yourself. Because once you've been empowered, that's something that no one can take from you. It's more than encouragement in the moment, but it strengthens you to endure and overcome. And it is our desire that once we've been empowered, we will and do take responsibility for our. But in that, we have to know that we are the key to our own empowerment. So today, I hope you plan to use your keys. God bless you all. Until next time.